USA Radio News.
There seems to be no end in sight to the partial government shutdown as House lawmakers don't plan on voting this week. Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy tells Fox News things are very quiet on Capitol Hill.
Not much has happened in Washington, as best I can tell. Ultimately, the president needs to sign a bill. Schumer needs to give 10 votes for it to pass in the Senate until they finish their deliberations. Hopefully, when Schumer decides that he agrees we need security on our Mexican-U.S. border, we'll be able to go back to work.
The Ohio Senate failed to override the veto of House Bill 258 by Governor John Kasich. That bill would ban abortion if there's a heartbeat detected. Kasich originally vetoed the bill, saying the state would likely lose any lawsuit challenging the bill. The roller coaster on Wall Street continues as the Dow at one point was down over 600 points, rallied though to close up 260 and end the day at 23,138. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.